There are many storied rail routes in this nation, some historic, others still operating. In Grafton, Illinois, you'll find a very famous route with a unique name, the Dinky. We say hello to our listeners on WJBM, just up the road in Jerseyville, Illinois. So we take a look back at a route now gone, but still memorialized. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Rosemarie Ritchie describes one of the most iconic pieces of history in Grafton, Illinois.
He is a school bus that's got railroad track wheels on it. It drives on the tracks.
As Rosemarie describes, the Dinky, as it was known, was a bus that could travel the railroad tracks. The need for that transportation had to do with the geography from this town of Grafton, south to Alton, Illinois, along the Mississippi River.
All along the bluff. From Alton to Grafton is a bluff, and it was just a narrow strip of land.
And that narrow strip of land was just wide enough for a rail line. The road to Grafton was many miles more distant to get you to Alton and across the river to St. Louis. Rosemarie remembers those trips on the Dinky, sometimes a family affair to one of the prominent venues in St. Louis.
It jiggled and jammed all the way down, and you were real close to the water. I used to go with my grandma, and we'd go to the Fox Theater, and then ended up, I'd stay all night in Alton and come back Sunday morning.
The first Dinky was a 29-passenger city bus, converted for the short trip from Grafton to Alton on the rails. There were a few stops on the route. It made three trips per day, but the distance was relatively short. Some say that's why it was called the Dinky. The route operated until 1953.
And the real one is over at the Transportation Center in St. Louis, and it's there, and they restored it.
Eventually, the rail route was replaced with a road, a beautiful route that you can drive today along the Mississippi River. Grafton acquired a similar rail bus, and you can see that version of the Dinky at the Visitor Center, where Rosemarie works here along the river. Traveling the countryside in Grafton, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.